If you guys find something great, I mean, if you have, like, where you have a Canadian living at, you can always just be like, you know what, have a community like this. I mean, that's how Canada started, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just settlements here and there. And, you know, if you grow a community, that's how towns are.
Was on my land, we used to have a farm there that had 15 kids. So it's not like not doable, you know. It was 200 years ago.
Do you have? Do you still have that there? It's like something to kind of show.
There's an old wall, like you know, when you throw all the rocks together,
because it makes a big thing. History and culture. So,
There's many aspects to it that could be told.
Yeah.
There could be either nature or bird watching, or it could be a guided hunt, that could be
hunting.
And do you eat meat?
No.
You go buy it at the store?
Yeah, I eat.
But that chicken was poisoned and munched.
Okay,
so you grow bigger faster.
If you guys hunt for food, but
yeah,
a lot of that's what we do. I hate like those games. Oh, I just shot something, you know, put its head up, and oh wait, you know, we just kind of just.
Are
like,
you no,
I don't have any yet.
Come. I'm hunting for it.
Bear hunt?
Bear meat.
Bear meat. It's not. You can't resell wild meat.
But quality wise, it'd be like
what you sell with that.
It's
better than any meat that you buy at the market.
So
it's got more like
$10 a
mineral, vitamins,
and a bear is 300 pounds.
Well, any wild animal.
Skin is worth $1,000.
Yeah,
so
the hide, the fur hide. That's where you get, you know, the carpets and clothing.
Yeah, that is worth a lot.
And if you promote that, like I said, if you start building this community, you're gonna start attracting people who live in the same thing or who want it or have experience in that. They'll be like, hey, you know what? I could put my expertise and share it, you know, and then someone else would share theirs, and then that would help the community sort of build on that.
I see this in those magazines, the hunting magazine. For a 3-day guided bear hunt, they pay $1,000. They come from the States, anywhere.
And they don't keep anything in there?
No, they keep well, they don't keep that. They can't.
What do you think?
Some people, it's for trophy, but... Yeah, they
go keep like a claw or something.
But the other ones are for deer. I use them deer.
Okay. So one bear spot.
And moose.
And maybe...
Moose. And yours is the first time I saw some, like, they had a... It's the greatest spot at Peter Moose. I didn't think they'd come so close to us.
Mm.
All the trees are all rubbed. Is there.
Oh, Connor can't open the door.
Connor?
Well, but do you use bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally,
like if you start going in that direction and you start attracting the community, then obviously you're not, like you said, you're not going to cut yourself off from like using the internet
and
whatnot, because that's where you're going to be meeting some people. Well, are you going
to
be...
Well, it's trying to modernize the survival to today.
Modern
survival.
What about your software? What is that?
Well, the software,
people still have to talk.
Well, it's not a software, basically. It's an internet.
It's a communication platform. It's a collaboration communication platform.
Yeah, it's like if we're going to do a kitchen over there, do we want 4 kitchens, or do we just want 1 kitchen? But a very efficient kitchen. You know, here you got 1 kitchen for how many people?
That's true.
So
that's
it's
true.
The same thing.
But you also have to think, in a sense, it's like, why, for the, I mean, that's how the big man comes, right? Why have many little mom-and-pop shops when you can just take them out and have one big one? But the thing is, it's like, you have
to... It depends on the profit from it.
Yeah.
If anybody profits from one big one, or just one person? Then
we all profit. Like for me, I'm not really good in the kitchen. It's not my spot. You know, so.
Well, I mean, with
some people who like it, so give. So it's the same thing as the.
Well, I mean, you look
job. You know,
you look at Hawkesbury, right? I mean, like right now, Ibaco. You know, they're saying people like price cut or we close down. You know what I mean? And the city lives on the people who work there. You live here. You know, you don't have a factory. You don't have a market. You know what I mean? Like everything.
Right now, Hawkesbury there.
But they did look see. Yeah, Hawkesbury has no market.
Like if Ibaco goes, then Ikeo goes. What do we have? Okay, except that they're building a Walmart.
You don't have a ghost town.
That's funny, eh? Is they're building the Walmart on the Champlain side of Hawkesbury, like on the other side of the 7th.
Are they building it now?
Yeah, well, it's still, but they save $1 million for just being on that side.
Yeah.
But they're gonna have to try to buy the water from Hawkesbury to bring on that side.
Is Champlain been finished?
No, but I mean,
too far.
It's like, yeah. So they have to buy the water from Hawkesbury. But the thing is, they also save $1 million in insurance.
Yeah, within 30% roughly.
In all honesty, I don't think it makes a living difference at all how much Walmart saves.
Well,
they're going to make, in the end, they're going to make so much cash.
I know.
So even a million,
like,
it's not going to change.
That's probably what Hawkesbury's going to become now. Like on the 17th, it's just going to become like strip mall central.
Yeah.
And that's all we're going to live on. All the factories.
It's not really sustainable.
If I actually go out of the
417, why would you come off of the 417 to go off?
Well, no.
Nobody really
would. But if I was a big business owner, where would I go? To a town that has factories where people make $20? Or to a town that's falling apart and people would work for like 10 bucks an hour? I go and spend some people who work for $10 an hour, give most of them.
For Walmart and
perfect. Well, I work for them. Perfect.
And then they come in and they kill the town.
Yeah.
And they kill all the business, and then all the people who rely on that
will have to move.
Well, yeah,
they'll have to move, or they work there.
What they keep forgetting at the end is that then the people, if they don't have their income coming in, they can't buy.
The only thing in Hawkesbury is all the houses will belong to people who actually work in Montreal or Ottawa and just want to live out in the country and commute, and I can afford to commute.
Well, suburbs. It's faster to move from Hawkesbury if you're going to the outskirts or the other way around. Some people from Montreal come and work here for the reason to not have to cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, right now the system, or the program or software would allow you, if people were open to the idea of collaborating, would allow you to work from home, so you wouldn't have to commute.
Well,
but
where are you
going that way anyway?
But where do you want to go with that in the sense of, like, if you want to have your community up there that's not as dependent on, let's say, computers or something, just use that as a source of communication?
Well, for me, I think we're all trying to not only get out of this, but figure, like, for me, it's figure a way to work with the system and teach other people to do the same.
Or are you trying to, trying to get out of what?
Think about it this way. We live on a farm, we live off the land, but we still have computer games, we still have webcams. We don't throw out the technology, make it technology efficient, our way of living is more efficient.
You separate yourself from the big system to create your own internal system.
That's what I've done.
So that's basically...
And then I can give that so you run your own system, you know, and then we share information. So it changes the mentality of propriety of a business where I'm the fucking god of that business and I command everybody to do the same, where we are all owners of the business and we do it for our own business.
Technically, if you have your community, right, if you have your base, let's say, up in
Well, here, but I'm
you know what I mean, let's just say you have your community, you have your, like, you know, A, and then, you know, like, you start meeting or you even talk to people on the internet at site B. There could be somebody who has what you have going already somewhere else. And then you could just say, you know what?
Freeman Society are looking for a place and I'm in talk with them. They're 20 families.
Well, now
what I told them is I don't see 20 families on my land.
Yeah, but there's probably someone else who has almost the same mentality as you on his. And then, but you can also say, you know,
there's
collaborating.
Here, exactly. There's here where that mentality, that's what you had here, basically.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, using that system of yours, using the communication part.
Well, the system of mine is just, I had to figure out how to secure communication without having to rely on Microsoft or Skype or all the other big companies.
Well, that's it.
So that's what I had to do,
like,
that's what I did.
You can share that with, let's say you have Colony A here.
Yeah.
And then Colony B is in like in Alberta or something like that. Some other guy has the same thing going on. And you use that system you have to communicate slash tie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because you have something based here doesn't mean everybody has to come here.
No,
you get,
not at all.
What you want, but then you start collaborating with everybody else.
60 emails across the world saying I'm going to give you my system.
Okay, well,
just to collaborate. You know, that's just to start something that's out of the
okay.
Person, Adam.
Oh, the cat always says it, Adam.
That cat scares me.
Just smack it. Just log on to my stuff and I could have done anything.
But where's the main, like...
In Montreal?
The host, yeah, okay.
Connected to fiber optics, Cogeco, Bell, all the systems.
Okay.
And it's been pretty simple. Like, we figured out that you can have all your programs, all you need in two servers. And that can serve, like, if we maybe spend $50,000, it could serve 10,000 people. Now do the calculation fast. For $100 million, you'd be supplying all of Canada, if not North America. So it's very, very fucking cheap. Yet, if you look at what we're paying for the government systems and stuff like that, which is totally unfunctional, we're paying just in Quebec, it's $7 billion.
Have you guys ever been keeping up with that guy in Switzerland, who hacked and obtained all government information? Yeah. Okay.
Julian Assange.
One that started that in Quebec now.
But he actually, and the thing is, he actually healed it, like, and they collaborate, and he shares that with them, and then he always sends out a message saying, in 6 months, I'll give you guys the next big thing.
Yeah.
And then it will come out more and more. So it's like, obviously, like you said, the government system, they're like, you know, we're not safe, we're not secure. The government has their eye over us. But then now you can see someone else on his home computer.
Well, right now it's the stop sharing link. So what if they're looking at us? You know, let's just do our stuff.
Well, so you don't want that going in the wrong hands, aka jihad.
It's already in the wrong hands.
Groups or something.
There's really nothing we can't do.
Yeah, I know. If anybody wants to do anything.
So what I've built, like Simplicity, it's a community system builder. You know, but it has to be fine-tuned. Like right now, I just say, okay, well, let's grab all the technology, try to put it in one place, and see if we can log into it, and it works. So from then, it's like, well, like I see RF3 as a section of Simplicity. Simplicity doesn't need to exist. It's got to be a name that it's just a parallel system, and it's nothing really. It's error between what we say. So, but it can power R3, it can power whatever the gaming thing, that's what it is, you know, different views, like I'm seeing construct art, the art of building, and like I'm 23 years in the industry, I've learned that we know fuck all about how to build, we just know how to pollute, how to use resources and match it together and say we're fucking kings.
By the way, Jacques, do you think you'd be able to have like a kiosk or a pamphlet for construct art for the R3? Like just a kind of a, like maybe even just a banner or something is like, hey, construct art, and then
okay,
people can...
Wait, so what's
the... Then people can go to you
and... What's the layout here? You said Bonnie's coming, you're coming, like present them, and so what's...
So, I will tell you.
I
will tell you right now. So it's going to be, essentially the format is like an exhibition, right? So, you know Super X in Ottawa? You familiar with that? So people come together, I mean, there's entertainment, but there's also vendors and there's merchants. And so what's going to happen here at the Loft is it's like it's going to be an exhibition hall. So there'll be music on the stage, we're going to have some screenings, you know, films, But at the same time, we're also going to have people, you know, who are make sell stuff or have causes, like Constructar will be there, you know, Living Vet will be there, you know, Tree Hugger will be there. So there's going to be all these individuals who, you know, do their thing and but who are sharing that same wavelength of thinking outside the box, wanting to collaborate, and just gathering them all in this one place, this one time.
Yeah, what do you call that then? A concert, exhibition?
It's going to be, well, the
you,
R3...
You keep saying this R3 is a concert. I have no idea.
Well, R3 is a venue.
Yeah, I think, and I really haven't named what this event will be. I think maybe first day at TGB or something could be it.
Yeah, okay, because whenever you tell me about it, I always think concert. Like, I didn't...
Well, we basically, I think Dela's trying to go into the concert realm, culture, musical, art. He wants to integrate everything.
Okay.
So, on my part, because I've been building, I don't call it a floor, I call it a system, I've had to sort of, at one point, I did all these programs, and I said, well, it's for a community, but then what is a community? To reevaluate for the community and discuss it with Taylor. I said, well, Constructar, what is Constructar? So for me, I'm interested in saying you take raw material and then you transform it into something else.
Okay.
Or the like, even if you take an old chair and make it into a stair, it still once was a transformation. And so that transformation requires work. So Constructar is like the work part of everything in society, you know. Letting Vert, I sort of said, well, okay, that's so Constructar is like the body. Letting Vert, figuratively speaking, he said, well, that's the knowledge, the conscience, all the information we can about survival, about green, about you know, all it's the mind.
Okay.
And then R3 is the cutting of the two, the body and the mind. So if agriculture doing agriculture would be under Constructar, which would be informed by letting them, but that eating is body and mind, so you'd be doing it under the R3. So the R3 becomes the grouping of all like-minded individuals, I think that's the point, of people who work and people who think.
You almost need to have, at the R3, you also need to have a presentation about R3 itself, you know, it's like, before you come in, all right, we'll present to you what you're going to be coming into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, but I mean, like, is there a way of, you know what I mean? Like, people coming over, is there a way of sort of giving a...
Well, essentially,
yeah,
what you would...
Yeah, I'll do it. Well, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, all right, we're having this.
But right now, I think it's the first concert here today. It's about grouping the people who want to move forward in that direction. So it's not really about the big...
Well,
it's opening. It is a big opening concert, but it's for us.
Well, yeah.
You
know,
I know, because 100 people is not that much, so we'll meet other people that want to do the same. So we're talking to different individuals, and, you know, like, they have contact with a journalist from Montreal who have contacts with the Freeman Society who want to do the same thing. They want to start from scratch and reinvent the wheel. You know, print money. At one point, they were talking about printing money with their own hands on it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Let's not go back there.
That's like trying to say, I'm going to try to start something here with 100 people, and I'm going to try to change something that 5 billion people.
Just, you guys are just saying, they just want out of it. I don't care about the rest of the people.
Yeah.
In my case, I do. You know, like, I do want to figure things out.
I'll be back.
So anyway, that's the way I see the coming of Constructar and R3. You can describe where the name comes from. And, you know, three names are just Constructar. You could name it another thing. It's just a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Essentially, what I would describe is probably, I guess, the best way would be a fair or an exposition. But I'll. I know this weekend, actually, I'm going to kind of send it out on, like, I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it on basically everywhere I have a profile. That's my intent. It's like, okay, put up like the notification. So, Boonex, the SC community, the, you know.
What's your goal for amount of people coming to this thing, by the way?
Right now, I'm only looking in terms of capacities that the people I have at hand can handle. And like I said, I'm saying 100 people will be something we can manage.
Technically, the barn can hold 200 people. But that's easily 200 people where, you know, they have like the kind of room capacity where they can easily flow through. Once you start going over that, it's like...
And that's where we're going to have to start figuring out, you know, the system of, once the stage and the loft is cleaned up, then we have to figure out where do people park, how are we going to arrange it, where's the parking attendant going to be, then upstairs, you know, okay, where is everyone going to be placed, who's going to watch the doors, who's going to man the bus.
That's why I say a clear loft is a good loft, where you can, if you clean it out, you start building it from scratch, not trying to work around that. Water that we have up there. So me personally, I'm going to clear it all out and then plant it.
Yeah, well,
that's pretty much. It is what we are doing. And yeah. Straw right now, he's going to be focusing on obviously his construction background. And actually, that might be something next week when we start talking about is, you know, there's minor repairs that
we can do.
There's the floor that needs to be patched up.
Whatever this event brings financially is what we will use.
This is something we have to discuss. Because it's the first event,
yeah,
and you're bringing in like right now me, I see bringing these guys into something as a construction crew or a survival crew or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a bringing in of people which we don't have connections to yet.
Mm-hmm.
So financially, for me. I see the fair, I see where you're trying to get at, but right now I see more the party as a first meeting of people who want to do...
But that's why, what I've done is to set it up, that's why the structure of it is to say basically, any artists or people who will be bringing a product or performing or kind of, so you can view it as a potluck, but some people don't really have a... You know, they don't play music or they don't make something to eat or something, but they can donate to the cause. So I'm still putting it out there as people can still attend this. So for the most part, bottom line, yes, it is to get a core of people who want to network. But if we can get other people who want to pay, you know, to donate to it, there's still room for that to happen as well. So that's why for me, I haven't said that, okay, I'm expecting 100 people. I'm more like, okay, I'm going to make it so that I can handle 100 people coming, or, you know, worst case 200. So that way at least I'll be prepared, but I can honestly say I'm not actually expecting any number. I'm kind of just preparing myself. And well, that's good. I mean, if you have 50 friends, you better let me know, because then we can prepare better. You know?
I'm looking for my numbers are what I can use in order to, because we're using what we have, what we can work with. But I mean, that has to become, you know, like you said, if it becomes a meeting, it becomes a meeting. But then, I want to see something where I could say this meeting. Just bringing these on, like, I'm taking care of the venue itself, like, of like, the barn itself, like, the physical aspect of it right now, you know? So, it's like, that's really, I have, like, a number in my head, I'm like, you know what, if I get that number, I'm good, if I get close to it, all right?
What do you
mean
number?
Money number? It's a people, knowledge, and money number. Because with no money, no candy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's...
If I put it that way, would you stop, I'll ask this question straightforward, would you stop from having the Earth Day if people had no money?
What I would...
The first day, you need people to build the momentum.
What I would do is, like, how it's structured, and I think that works, and... So say, for example, we use, say, Bonnie as an example. So Bonnie has La Ligne Verte, she has a movement, she has, you know, she's an organizer, but then she might have fans of her who, you know, if she's here, she might have friends who like what she's doing, and she can say to her friends, hey, I'm having a kiosk, I'm talking about what I'm doing, would you want to check me out at this expo?
Yeah.
And I mean, they might not.
Don't read the line would be $20 to come see me.
No, but that's it.
I don't know if that's the same thing with you. I don't think anything.
Nah, personally, $20 in my opinion is a bit much for what it is.
But
and
you come.
Luke had the discussion with the like I did the first step as a tribe builder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like if we can secure 100 people committed to the venue, you know, then the next month. You just say, okay, well, now we're making, and people contribute. Then you have another 100 people of outsiders, put it that way. Like, right now, the core is very fragile. Like, I don't have 20 friends.
But that's
you
it.
Pay $20.
And I mean, that's why I'm thinking none of us really do. That's why, I mean, for instance, you're coming. I'm not going to charge you $20 to be here, and Luke not. But it's to be like, okay, we might have one or two. So basically, if I would say, if we can find, say, 20 music merchants, maybe we can find 30. But right now I've got, okay, maybe about 5 musicians. Actually, hold, let me quantitate it. I would say I've got about, for sure, 10 to 15 people, as far as core that I found through this. So
not counting.
Well, basically, yeah, I haven't heard, I don't know if you've heard back from your band yet, but,
yeah,
because, I mean, then I can add more, but for now,
you have bands?
Well, I've got Yves Manald, I've got Pierre Charbonneau with Shuffle Minds, Mario, I've got Daniel McKell, he's out of Montreal, I've got Judd Moose, he's out of Ottawa, and then I've got me and my dad as a fifth act. So 5 musicians, and then as far as merchant artists, well, I have Connie Keating. She's alternative medicine. She kind of sells, you know, she's a merchant, I guess, at the farmer's market. I've got Amanda Gay. She works with Tree Hugger, and they make female hygiene products that are reusable. Then I've got Bonnie. And I'm still trying to get confirmation from 2 individuals from Ottawa who are jewelry makers. They should make it out, but anyways. So let's say 8 solid confirmations, and then another possible, you know, handful of other attendees that I've, you know, found through my network. So that's why it's like, okay, I'm not going to charge these people, and when they come here, if they sell stuff, I'm not going to, you know, say they get 100% of their sales and whatever they get out of it. We also, you know, I'm going to have them, we're going to have, you know, overnight accommodation, you know, and we'll feed everyone. So as far as that core group, but that's why I still want to make it open for, okay, you know, people who...
Let's just go run through it.
Yeah.
You got 24. 4 is 20. Musician, artist, or whatever.
Yeah.
But 8 confirmed.
Yeah.
So, atrium.
And that's it. And that's why I put it out, like, you know, Shral could have friends that could do it.
Yeah,
but that's where it's each person, you know...
The fuckers are... How many are there?
Yeah, get 2 bands.
And would you say they were like,
yeah, confirmed.
Yeah?
Motherfuckers are confirmed, and they're what? 3 or 4?
Eh? Well, there was Yves, too.
Okay.
And Pierre didn't confirm anything to me.
I didn't, Pierre Charbonneau or another?
Yeah, Pierre Charbonneau.
Okay, yeah, he said he'd make it out with me, so.
And the motherfuckers.
But is there another, like, so
yeah.
I've got Eve and Pierre.
Yeah, Pierre.
So I've already counted those.
Band,
and there's 2 other bands.
Okay, 2 other bands.
Ah, okay. So send me their, what are their names?
I'm like,
okay,
can
they
talk
in general terms?
Yeah, that's true.
Parfait, okay.
But yeah, you have no information about any.
Because for them, like, for each, like,
but the thing is, like,
every small, here, I'll let him finish.
A donate box.
You could have, like, a donate box, but so right now, this is more of a,
like, the people who will be selling stuff, they don't really need to be paid because they'll make money off what they sell.
Yeah.
Well, the musicians are the most difficult.
And that's where, and that's why with the musicians, I say, okay, like, and that's where really people, if they pay $20, and if there's a, say only the five bands that I say are solid confirmations, it could be more, $20 to see five people, that's $4 at that, that's pretty decent. And basically the band will get three quarters of the ticket price, so they get $5 out of the 20.
The majority of the people that are coming, are they... You know what I mean? Are they...
It's a non-sure event. You're going to something that you don't know what's going to be.
And right. that's why it's word of mouth. It's friends. It's like, okay, I mean, I know this, and that's where,
if you know the concert, you have that, so, right? But then, what about the other aspects of this event? Like, of this thing, like the presentation, like the gathering. You know what I mean? It's just...
You'll have to explain that a bit more. Sorry.
Well, is it... To me, it sounds more like a get-together and then with some people playing music in the background. It doesn't actually sound like an event in itself. It just sounds like just a gathering. You know what I mean?
I don't know. If I described it another way.
I know, but the way it sounds to me, it's like, you know what I mean? You wanted to have like 20 bands as a concert. And when you told us you have a concert, it's like, but then from what I'm getting from you, is that the majority of these people are from the community as well that want to come up and meet. And yeah, okay, you know, like your open-minded person over there who charges whatever ahead, he gets people that are outside the box interested to find out. But then if you have like an already based community that just kind of wants to meet at the location, it's almost rent out, it's almost as if they would have to like donate a certain amount to use the venue, but then have the group come in anyways. You know what I mean? You rent a hall.
Well, then how would
bucks,
then
you got like
how would you do coming. That then? You'll have to explain what you're saying, but how do I do that?
Well, but the thing is, that's what it sounds like to
no,
me.
No, but say how I would I do that? Again, because, yeah, rent has to be paid here. So I've obviously come
to... I'll tell you how to do it in Montreal. When you start a bar, they don't charge a cover at the front door. They charge the beer. They charge the beer, and they go cheap.
That's
also, they start building a crowd that will become clients in the future. So you're building, like for us, when we were in Montreal, we were 40 people. So when we bring 40 people to a bar, he'd pay us the beer all night, you know? But like he was just trying to populate his thing so that, and have a crew that would bring other people. You know, like right now, if this is a... like at home, you know, Bonnie and Construct Art, and we're all willing to participate, but is it just to raise money to pay for the barn, which is decent, you know, like that's what your father does when you have the concert or whatever, but he already has 4,000 people, you know, like we barely don't even know how to get to 100, unless we say, well, okay, we will be performing for those 4,000, and for sure those 4,000 will bring $20 ahead because they're either here or whatever. But if you're inviting, you know, like most of the bands have never played here, and you're trying to create a venue so they come back, so you want your first band there, they bring their friends, and their friends like it. It's not with the first one you make money. It's when they bring back friends. So we went to the grand opening. It's fucking awesome.
Because I know, like the food, and selling the product, and selling whatever they have, and you know what I mean. It's just
the only thing with that is it. And obviously, I know, but I'm trying to balance because there is a financial shortfall that I'm trying to make up that's existing here.
But
trying to bring in, because right now there isn't and the reason I am trying to pump up these events is because there isn't enough of a cash flow to sustain this property.
Well, that's what
so,
I
that's but that's what it. Mean, though, like, so, I mean, I don't know if I can make it
these people that are coming, are they, what are they, friends, or are they just...
They're all friends right now.
Okay, so then...
They're all people we know. It's sort of down here.
Right now, if it's people we know, it's sort of like...
Like, I can bring the Green Party, I've already told them, so, you know, they'll come and we can make that...
Well, what would you say would, for this event, to cover costs here, but to...
Well, to cover...
Like,
the cost,
how much...
I mean, let's say, like,
well, I know
it would
be transparent. You know, like, we go with the donate, and then we make a sheet of where the money goes, you know, and ideally to cover your costs, you know, like... The cost of the barn for the night is, you know, $300 worth of electricity, and well, you're not going to heat or whatever. So, of course, if you start putting your salary right away, then I wouldn't want to put my salary, and then right now you're making a loss, you know. So, if we all put our salary right now up front, you'd have to charge $100 more, you know, because we're all investing in something long term.
Yeah.
You know, like they're coming from Montreal, and they want to bring friends over, but you know, their friends is not sure it's $20. But they're actually coming to set it up because Luke said it's pretty cool. You know, so if they like it, then they can come maybe every weekend and practice, and then bring, you know, bring.
Yeah, like
how many years your dad took to build this place up so that, you know, it's rentable.
Well, there's...
And that's the thing.
You just didn't went the first event, and said, you know?
Because
no.
You're trying to do something like this in this...
But I have to just put it out there. It's like...
Well, for me, it's like I want to see something from it from a financial perspective. But this event is more like a gathering than an actual... You know what I mean? If you're getting like 50 to 100 of, like... You know what I mean? I mean, like, you can always say, yeah, you know what, I want to charge $5 to $10 parking or something like that. But then when you start going up to, like, 20, like, 25, people are like, well,
especially
how much
does
it cost
you now?
How much does it cost you to have, like, a gathering like this for 100 people?
I can tell you that this property is costing $6,000 a month.
$6,000 a month? Okay.
And so right now, and that's, there's a... issue with sustaining a cash flow, and that's why I am leaving my job to try and bring more events. So, so that's why it's kind of like, okay, I want to foster something, but I have to also see that, okay.
So what you're saying right now, your bills are higher than your income coming in.
Yes, much
then
higher.
And you're trying to solve that problem. I'm new to both concepts, so... This guy comes in, Arthur, who's Arthur?
Well, basically, let's call it, it's an expo.
It's an expo.
Arthur is a venue.
It's a venue.
For who? Who's the venue for? Well, like, is it for the Green Party, or is it for the Grand Bar?
Right now, it's to get to know each other.
It's
say who's willing to continue.
As a general concept, the
it's just like gathering people together that could eventually make this place known. And for on this site, and it's working for people who are minded to think alike.
Because me being here, my main concern is to get the actual physical place. And he wants to have his event.
If you owe that money,
you have to respect
these ratios that your cash flow got to be at least.
But I got like
1.120%
of what you said in my eyes.
Yeah, and so...
That's
right now, it's like...
running
in the red, but...
I understand that you have a business, and I understand how business operates very well.
Yeah.
And especially with the bank or the airport. And so I'm just trying to find a solution for both of you.
You spend more on the business than you make.
It's true though. How much would you charge if you were holding an event for somebody? How much would you rent it?
Basically, the loft. Let's say ballpark. It's $1,000.
It's $1,000.
Yeah.
For a night like this, I won't be that.
Yeah.
$1,000. Is it equal people staying overnight or just coming to the event?
It's just people coming, so it doesn't cover accommodations or food, whatnot.
So $1,000. And once that crowd is gained,
then you can build up from there.
So far, how many events can you have?
But that's the thing,
that's
what I'm trying to figure out, what is...
This is
kind of
new territory.
This is new territory.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why this is all new. I mean, basically my dad has, you know... You could almost say as a hobby built up the stage and the infrastructure, but it's never been brought to that level. So right now I'm essentially figuring this out as I go. So yeah, I don't know what, I would imagine once a month, maybe at the very least, but maybe twice. So I would figure as far as I can visualize hosting and, you know, maneuvering the event and organizing, but breaking down costs, it is a new, completely new beast for me. It is, that is, there's, well, mortgage, cost of food, the electricity, hydro is crazy expensive here, the car, the vehicles, the fuel, so it's, and because, you know, it, there's more people here, it's just the feed, and, so that's why there is that. Yeah, to keep things in the green and not in the red, like that's it. So, and I, my biggest question mark is that, is like, I do want to hold an event and want to price it fair. And that's why I was like, well, if $20 as a, let's say, an entrance.
Because we're
transition.
You
know, yeah, I know. But
this is what you have, and this is what you're dealing with.
But the thing is, like I said, after 21 years. You know, at that point,
it's really
I know, but like it's like it's stress on the family, and it's you know, it's a finance causes. Like,
finance, okay, it's very simple. You know what?
See, these guys want to get out of it, right?
At the age you're at,
I know, but you're trying to.
At the age you're at, you weren't there. No, listen.
I know, I wasn't there, but look.
No,
I'm,
you weren't there.
I'm here now,
but we were working
people.
For what we believed in. Okay.
Exactly.
No, you're at that stage. So I mean, technically, you've got a little bit of an advantage. We're giving you a chance. Look, this is what you can do. But it's not a turnkey thing. It's not like, well, hello, here's the business, and we're just exiting with what we've got and we leave it to you. No, you can do something with it, but it's very expensive. You forgot people here want to get off the grid. They all want to go homesteading. You think you're going to go and go head first in a mainstream business? No way.
Yeah.
It won't work.
That's what I want to know.
That's you can't do that.
I want to know what this is. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I had the impression from Taylor it's a concert, but now I'm getting the impression it's a gathering.
Well, it's telling the place.
It's called a gathering.
Let me tell you again. I'll tell it to Strong. This is Strong. Listen to people talking, okay? Now, what is happening is there's a venue here that is, there's potential for growth and mobilizing and getting a kinetic here, okay?
Yeah.
If I've lost you, let me know, okay? So right now, there's an empty space. I want to fill it with people who are interested in what's going on here, the philosophy. So I'm networking, I'm making friends. People who like to be...
Okay, look at this. When a business has a meeting, right, and they want to present something to a gathering of people, and they go to the Best Western, let's say we're the Best Western, right? And they invite 100 people. Do they charge $10 for that 100 people? No, they don't.
You know what?
The people come, but you know what I'm saying. But you know, but
for
you
me,
that deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you know
what I'm saying. You come home.
Yeah,
and you know, you come home, you go up to your room, you come here, you open the fridge, you open the cupboard, the food is there, everything is there, you don't want to pay,
but
someone's going to foot the bill, and that's what
it
means.
That's what I was trying to say, like, from the event, I thought it was a concert, right? You go to a concert,
it's not a concert, it's a happening, it's something that, you know.
That's what I
Let's call it a fair, I think it.
I thought it was a concert, I didn't know it was like a fair that, because, you know, you can have fairs where, you know, you walk in, and if you want to pay someone at a kiosk for something,
stop thinking mainstream and social you know, perimeters. You're stuck in this, and you can't.
Yeah, but he asked me, like, when I invite my friends, would they pay $20 a head? No.
You know what? Your friend, it's like a bit, if you haven't...
You can't tell me my friends if they don't pay $20 and not my real friends.
Do you go to someone's depreneur or friend and say, give me free milk?
Well, when you go to Joe's depreneur,
I go to, like,
someone
runs a restaurant.
If you have, like, a gathering,
I mean,
you want food or you sell food, you have to pay, but...
That's the thing. But that's it. I think honestly there is things we're both passionate, and maybe we should work on finding that balance, because I want to make this work. So I'm interested in making this work. So how do we make it work? Now,
you know how you're going to make it work? You know, like, it's
let's hear it.
Simple. There's 250 acres. There's a house. There's outbuildings. What it takes is, because when you were young and when you were smaller, you never... Don't give me the no, because you don't. You were not there when
would you put it in terms of how, like, what should be the pricing? Can you say what the...
To keep and to offer this, someone who walks in here and can walk at the lake and can walk into the forest, can go, there's whatever it is, someone has to actually keep that up, pay for it, and offer it to you. It's not so much a thing as someone is saying, you know what, I appreciate what's done because I won't do it. I can't do it. I'm not in the position to do it. And this type of thing, I'm supporting you.
Would it be something, okay, and obviously we want to find people who would want to support it, but is it something where, okay...
Well, I'll give you an example.
I'm not sure where to go.
Discussing with your parents, they said, well, you know, like, you'd be up for, renting, or giving even a plot to gardens. And taking a third of the profit,
okay.
Not the profit, but of the crop.
Okay.
Okay. So you got plots of gardening plots, and that's the type of people that we would bring that would be interested in that. So it's not really making money with that event, but making money with the whole thing. Saying, well, okay, they've got rooms, and Bonnie's interested in running a shelter or a hotel. Bed and breakfast, you know, and linking a lot of people with bed and breakfast and doing real tourism. So we'll bring that type of people, you know. So I think we're bringing investors, like you were saying. You bring people that will not only are not, you know, like, nobody knows who's going to play really at your concert. It's not you two that's coming, you know. So they won't pay $100. They don't, you know, like, it's you, your dad, and outside the box, nobody knows really.
Well, I don't know. I know it's because you've never. Out of politeness, I mean, you know, I've seen concerts, the mainstream concerts. We've done this. It's not. This is different here. It's, if you cannot think community, if you cannot think people who kind of pull their resources together, it's not investment that way. It's more connecting and kind of like it's like a long-term investment. So yeah, you have to have the same kind of not values, but,
yeah.
You know.
So, okay, but the thing is, yeah, it's nice to have people who will invest and...
So I'll just hear, if you
no,
have
no, but I'm talking,
to
I know,
like this,
Mom, I know, but
I'm not talking about what happens
after. I'm talking about the day itself. So if we have this gathering and he has 20 people coming, and they're like, hey, let's meet and talk about the barn and everything, and they're coming in, oh, hey, do you have $20? Oh, $20, really? Just
by the way,
no,
there's this.
But no, but I'm just trying to say.
Mom,
going to pay $10 for a pack of cigarettes of smoke, and will it?
No, but he made a point. Like, why would one of his friends come here to see the and to talk about something and then pay $20 just to get the idea?
Like,
okay, let's. This is okay, Mom.
And someone goes and says, you've got equal, you know, like oranges and oranges. Why would someone?
The problem is right now we don't have a business. You have a business.
We're
introducing our friends to your business.
So that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Will the people be turned off by the idea of, like, well, why should I pay $20? I can just look on the e. I send an email. I can look at pictures online. I can just call the guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to say he's trying to get these people to come. But then, like, oh, wait,
so they can rent the trailer, maybe they can come and they know this is happening too.
Yeah.
So
you know, but it's like,
if they want to
what is the difference between being here and being at the Best Western?
Well, it's just, I'm trying to say, like, he's trying to invite all these people here, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like these people are here to meet. You know, like he said, it was a concert. Because in my head, it was, you know, people come in, they park, they get $20 at the door, they come in, they listen to the music because they're here to listen to the music. And then what I'm getting from him is that these people are here to get the idea for future, like to meet up for future events or future anything, like for like.
So all I need to clarify a few things, and Mom, would you agree? I'm just gonna put this, paint a clear picture as I can. What's happening here is there is going to be people who want to collaborate, and I'm not going to charge people who want to collaborate.
Okay.
What I'm putting out there is going to be people who are passerbys who might not be, if they're not passionate enough about, you know, or in the movement and like firsthand, but they are good friends and want to support you. Then it's like, okay, well, here's, you know, you know, be here and have a donation. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying it's a, and I've never called it a $20 ticket, or I've in my literature, it's been a contribution. And I don't call it a ticket. It's actually a contribution,
okay,
because, again, what is happening, and I'll continue, the artists are not being charged to be here. Merchants are not being charged. Musicians. So that core, those people who are investing in checking this place out aren't being charged to be here. In fact, what I want to promote is, like, if they've got friends who want to support them and who are, you know, say, hey, here's a donation, they get a cut of those contributions that are coming in. We get some for, you know, to build and fix the barn, and everyone wins out of that. So that's what's happening.
Okay, so
just to paint it and clarify, no one who is going to be investing in this venue, I'm telling them, you pay up front. That isn't a fair, that isn't a collaborative spirit.
That's
it's never been,
that's all I
wanted. Well, that was what I was going to tell you, because you kept talking. So that's why you have to sit down and start listening.
Okay,
but sit
today,
down.
You told me $25.
It's
that's a goal. Like he wants to do it every month.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you get it going,
like
the first 100, if they're happy, they like the place and they like the thing, next time they'll bring 10 of their friends. So you're up at 1,000.
Okay, so that's what I mean.
That's the goal.
That's what I wanted to establish, because I don't want to have 100 people coming and then they're insulted to the fact that, you know what I mean? They're insulted to the fact that, well, what's out of
that is why we're not going to, like, you know, posters on street posts. It's basically people who, okay, they'll either know the musician or good friends with the merchant. So, and it's friends of friends, so it's like, okay, they won't be like an asshole, because
there you go. That's all I want to know. But
that's
it. I'm the guy who stands at the door and being like, oh, hey, we want to bring 100 people over. Okay, what are you doing? What's the idea? That's all I want to know. Be like, we're having a bunch of people come over, and if you guys want to split everything there, cool. Or if you tell me, oh, I'm having a concert, I charge $20 a head, then I'm like, okay, anybody and anyone gets charged $20 a head. Like, you know what I mean? Like, from a host.
I'm glad
that's,
I clarified it
to
you. But I would add another, some advice is that you got to listen and post your questions in terms of, okay, let me explain it until you get it.
Yeah.
Instead of talking back and forth, because we just lost 10 minutes
of
real productive time. So that's what I'm saying. I like productivity.
Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with getting ideas out, but it's, you have to let someone finish their point, but I'm glad that it has been clarified.
Okay, but there's something else there. I know it's not in your agenda, but you're going to have to start thinking, because if you're going to be looking at this, you're going to have to look at it as the whole. We're not going to be, pretty soon you're going to have to think of the house, you're going to have to think of the people you're going to get in that are going to be with you. You're going to have to see what are their expenses incurred with not only the barn and the venue, I mean, just living here, you know, and sustaining this. This is not...
You want me to start disclosing? Well, I was saying,
no,
I can, yeah.
But that's kind of...
But that's what I've been saying, $6,000 a month. I've, you know, I mean, we can start breaking it down, the food per... person. I mean, but we don't want to complicate. And I'm sorry. I mean, I want to talk with
you.
And Mom, I've been. Don't worry.
But you're trying to sell the eventually.
Yes.
You know, like
that's
plots of gardening
you know, and maybe you should have a sign of all the things that has been working. You know what has been working here. And you might want to continue and
have
your
pride. See, there's an aspect of it that you don't, because there are people who come here actually and,
actually,
you know, they would just drive by and open it simply to, you know, spend an afternoon by themselves and be on the slab during the time.
You know, another beer?
For them, it's...
Yeah, I'll make another rep.
Or no, just bring the thing in here and just pour it.
That's a good idea, Sean. Another beer, Luke? Yeah, another beer.
But that's why, because I'm trying to get a general idea of what's going on. Because you think of, you're expecting one thing. It's all about expectations. For me, I just want a main idea of, like, what's going on. He has his expectation, you got yours. And me, I'm just trying to be like, I'm in charge of, like, the thing itself. And I just want to know what's going on, so I just have a better idea. And then work on it. Because, like you said, like, if Taylor's, like, at first, like I said, it was a concert. And I thought, you know, Jesse told me.
Well, Taylor's trying to work something that can be worked, because there is the venue up there.
Because the thing is, you can have the two events going at the same time, but then also have his group meeting up, because Taylor,
remember who's coming as concerts as well, you know. Pierre says about unity and whatever he sings about love and stuff like that. So I was thinking of the ceremony, which are they sing about unity and motherfuckers, and these guys don't know each other, so it's not like a concert for everybody else. It's like we talked about a jam session so that people can interact and work together, and who knows, like, it might not be 4 hours of continuous music, you know, and he was thinking acoustic because it's earthquake, so it's not being, I don't know how loud it will be acoustically in there. You don't have the speakers and stuff like that.
The thing is, I can see.
But, well, I don't know about this Earth Day. I mean, you know, you're just gonna go. I mean,
I can explain it.
I'm trying to say
everybody's gonna get together, and if they say, you know what, we should have like an event and invite everybody locally.
Because at the same time, everybody's gonna be driving in.
The biggest reason for Earth Day is because it's the first, I wouldn't say holiday, but it's the opportunity to hold an event this season. So, and Bonnie is active with the Earth. I mean, she's very interested. I'm very interested. I think we all share a global theme.
Yeah, but you can tweak your thing. You don't have to follow rigid, you know.
Exactly.
You don't want to go acoustic.
Because right now, you're saying, okay,
your car's on
the plane. Got to find that 6,000, but you know, I'm getting involved as well, so for sure I would like some feedback on there too. So for me, it's publicity for ConstructArt. Okay, well, I would figure that, okay, I don't need money back because it's a publicity expense, put it that way, you know. And then Inverf would be the same, you know, it's a networking. And motherfuckers saying, well, they're interested here, they're not coming here for the money, but
the motherfucker is abandoned.
Working as a band right now?
Is
Matteo or Mario?
Mario and Pierre are Shuffle Mind.
Shuffle Mind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just put it to bed, it's past tense.
So you got Shuffle Mind and you got, the other guy. So two bands.
As long as you have common ground, okay, for people. Their aim is to work together and have the same kind of direction. Because if you've got one that wants to go,
we find this out. Right now, it's you emanate your desire to, if you find people who create and then you gel. So right now, I haven't met all the musicians in person, like, I mean, except Pierre and, you know, a few, but it's to kind of like, we're just going to start gelling, see how we hit it off, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the main points of this event.
The point of bringing those bands is exactly if they've got their fans, you know, and so it's like, kind of, come and support us. You know, we're going to be playing there, so whatever their, you know, their their own stuff. You know, they can actually publicize themselves.
And well, actually, that's one thing. It's like, so basically, how I was saying is like, I don't want to charge the investors to come here. And so maybe how I've been explaining it hasn't been clear enough. Because obviously, even the people, some the closest people to me, there was a bit of a confusion with it. So that would be maybe what we should sit down is like how to express that. I would, if we get 50 people who are coming in to collaborate, bringing in music and they're merchants or food, whatever, you know, and no one else shows up to do the $20 contribution, at least they've got 50 people who are that network.
Yeah.
But then if we get, say, I've been also advertising on my profile and Facebook and putting, you know, hey, see all us, you know, gather, but, you know, $20 contribution to it, you know,